WTTS. On demand.
It's Palmer and all 92.3 WTTS, and I'm with Ben Bailey. Ben, if you're saying, gosh, where have I heard that name? Ben is the host of Cash Cab, and now Ben has a brand new DVD coming out called Road Rage and a new Comedy Central special, Road Rage and Accidental Ornithology. And I have to confess, Ben, I had to look that one up in the dictionary to find out what that was.
Yeah, sorry about that. The study of birds. Not too many people know that, I guess.
Well, I guess that could have come up. Hey, please tell me that you're not done with the Cash Cab.
Oh, no, there's plenty more Cash Cabs coming. Just signed on for 3 more years.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. Now, I know they've got a Cash Cab Chicago, but it's hard, a little hard to adapt to.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen it yet, and they did that one without me, so I don't really know anything about it.
But you've done stand-up for several years, and I think it's interesting how you got discovered. Could you tell us that story?
Yeah, I moved out to California to become an actor. I went to L.A. to be an actor. I want to be a movie star. The only job I could get was answering the phones at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. I was telling a story in the green room one night, and I ended up like with an audience of comedians. And one of them said, hey, why don't you do my show Friday? You're really funny or whatever. And I was like, what? But I tried it, and a couple of laughs into it, I was like, all right, this is what I'm doing. And I've been doing it ever since.
So at some point, though, you headed back to New York City and became host of this sort of Jeopardy on Wheels, the Cash Cab.
People in L.A. told me that the stand-up scene was much better in New York, so I came back, and then a good number of years later, I auditioned for Cash Cab and got the gig, and it's been rolling ever since, 6 years.
Ben, New York City's a tough place to drive anyway, and there you are trying to host a TV show while you're asking questions and driving. I can't even fathom what that must be like. Have you ever had any accidents or close calls?
I've had plenty of close calls, no accidents. Miraculously, I've done almost 400 episodes of the show, and I've never hit anyone or been hit by anybody. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
You know, I drove in New York one time, and it was on a Sunday night. We rolled into the suburbs up by that Bear Mountain State Park.
Okay, yeah.
Because that was my comfort level. I was not at all comfortable taking the family wagon down into the city. And I was in this pretty empty parking lot just doing turning around because I got lost. And there was one other car in that parking lot. And when I did my U-turn, the guy rolls out his window and says, hey, fuck you, learn how to drive. It can be a little intimidating there, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and there's people like that everywhere, I guess, but New York seems to have the reputation for it. I don't think New Yorkers are generally mean or anything. They're just in a hurry.
You had to have a license to do this show. You're a licensed New York cabbie, so I guess, Ben, you've always got that to fall back on if this other thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, if my TV career crumbles, I can always be a cab driver. Wouldn't that be fun? I'd be so disappointed. It is the people who got into my cab, though.
Yeah,
you're on a cab show, but no, actually, you didn't win any money, and you owe me money.
Ben, you have a very expressive face.
Why, thank you.
Did you develop that along the way, or just were you the class clown, or what?
I was not voted class clown, and I was really pissed. But yeah, I've always been doing that. I thought everyone did, but I guess not. I was always making faces at myself in the mirror.
And then you've got your new comedy DVD, Road Rage. Where did you do that? Was this all one show, or is this a compilation?
It's all one show. It's one live show that I did in New York last year, and I'm really proud of it. I spent a lot of time. I spent 2 years writing it and honing it and working it out on the road before I taped it. So it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited for Cash Cab fans to have like a real good opportunity to see my stand-up because, you know, most people just know me from the show. They don't even know that I do stand-up at all, let alone that I've been doing it for a long time and that it's something I really love.
It's funny when you see a TV show host and then you switch, you put on the stand-up hat, and your language changes a little bit. You're not like you're like Bob Saget or something like that.
No, I try to make it clean. It's, you know.
And the Comedy Central special, is this a one-time special that's going to replay some or what?
Yeah, they'll, you know, Comedy Central, they'll replay it for till the end of time. But the DVD, it's the same thing, except the DVD's got a lot of extra stuff. It's got, like, I think almost 20 extra minutes of material. It's got some extra little videos that I made. It's got a cool thing. It's a music video that I made for this a song that I wrote called The Cash Cab Blues, which is like a band. I put a band together and played and sang this song. It's pretty cool. It's fun, man.
And that's going to come out on May the 31st. Man, we'd love to have you come to Indy. You know, we're getting ready for the 500, which is a real big deal to us. And we have the 500 Festival Parade, and we have stars that, you know, appear in that. We actually is kind of dominated by soap opera stars. I'm not sure who we've got this year, but you at one time, you were on the soaps.
I was, yeah. I was on One Life to Live. I played an evil prison guard. Yeah, it was awesome. It was really fun.
How about the comedy tour? Any plans to get out and maybe visit some other cities?
Oh, yeah, I'll be on tour again. I'm on a little break right now, but I'll be back out like June, July, August, into the fall. I'll be all over the place. My website is therealbenbailey.com, and that'll have all my shows listed there.
Ben Bailey, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
WTTS. On demand.